Investment flash.
Small caps are ripping. Everyone's cheering, and the last time that happened was right before the top. Buckle up.
It's Friday, June 5th, New York edition. I'm Marie with Tom and Gerald. Today, the small cap party may be the sell signal nobody wants to hear.
Yeah, look, when the small cap ETF hits a 52-week high and everyone's calling it a healthy rotation, my spidey sense tingles.
Hold on, Gerald. Small caps catching up is good. It means the rally is broadening. That's what bulls want.
Tom, that's what they said in 2020 and 2007. James McIntosh in the Journal points out small cap outperformance has historically been a prelude to market tops.
The small cap ETF up 17.4% year to date. The S&P 500 ETF at a record 757. The froth is real, mate.
But it's not froth if earnings are growing. Come on, the economy's fine.
I'll push back. It's not just earnings. The behavioral part is key. When small caps trounce large caps, it signals irrational speculation. That's the warning.
And to be fair, even the bulls admit it could be a blow-off top. So maybe we don't sell everything, but we watch closely.
All right, fair enough. But if the small cap ETF dips, I'm buying. Just saying.
Remember yesterday's episode? Hard assets are calling. Text 2020 warning says listen. Small caps now might be the second warning.
And I sold the tech sector ETF. Gerald, your short on long duration treasuries is looking good too. So maybe we're not all wrong.
Small victories. But let's talk geopolitics. The US-Iran ceasefire talks stalled. Hezbollah rejected the truce. Oil might spike.
The crude oil ETF is 11% below its high. That's a re-entry point. And gold, too. The gold ETF down 19% from its peak. Safe haven demand could jump.
Oil and gold as hedges? Boring. But yeah, in this environment, maybe not boring.
Not boring. When the Middle East heats up, commodities are where you want to be. Look, last session, oil actually pulled back despite the bad news. That's a signal.
To be fair, Marie's right. The market is sleeping on the geopolitical risk. That gives us a cheap hedge.
And on the flip side, packaged food is getting hammered. Bernstein downgraded Kraft Heinz, Campbell's, General Mills. Oil costs up, GLP-1 drugs changing diets.
Kraft Heinz down 23% from its high. General Mills down nearly 30% year to date. The value guy in me says, maybe it's overdone?
Gerald, no. The structural headwinds from GLP-1s are real. Consumer habits are shifting permanently. Campbell's rallied 2.67% last session, which just gives a better short entry.
Yeah, I'm with Marie. Shorting a bounce in a dying sector. That's the play.
Campbell's rallying on a downgrade is like soup that's both cold and overpriced.
Fair enough.
Ah, that's brutal, but true.
All right, let's move to something warmer. Brazil's Petrobras wants to boost oil output by 30% by 2032.
Petrobras trades at just 4.4 times forward earnings, up 51% year to date, but still cheap. Asia is looking for alternatives to Iranian oil. The demand thesis is intact.
Up 51% and still cheap. Tom, that's what worries me. When a stock runs that hard, the easy money's been made.
But Gerald, valuation is still dirt cheap, and the growth story is just starting.
I'll add, the Brazil ETF is only up 8% year to date. So if you're worried about Petrobras overheating, you can play broader exposure.
All right, that's a fair point. Diversified energy play. I'll give you that, Tom.
Ha Gerald concedes. Mark the calendar.
Oh, come on. But let's shift to utilities. NextEra and Dominion planning a $420 billion energy giant.
Now, this is my wheelhouse. Regulatory hurdles loom, but near-term deal momentum could lift shares. NextEra is 13% below its high. Dominion only 4% below.
Utilities merging for renewables dominance. That's smart. I like NextEra here. The discount is bigger.
But regulatory risk is real. These deals take years, and anything can happen. Still, the stocks inched higher last session, so the market likes it.
No, but that's exactly my point. The market is underpricing the regulatory risk, but near term, the deal premium might persist.
Buy the rumor, sell the fact. So buy NextEra now, then reassess when regulators start growling.
Fair. But let's talk about something that's not fairly priced. Blackstone's private credit gate. $4.4 billion in redemption requests. They capped it at 5%.
And the stock popped 7.5%. That's insane. A redemption cap is a red flag, not a reason to buy.
Maybe it's relief that it wasn't worse? I don't know. Blackstone's still 38% below its high. The market's reaction seems weird.
It screams complacency. When a redemption cap is cheered, you know the market's priced for perfection. Which brings us to the most original take of the day.
Yes, the FT Lex piece on tech convertible bonds. Companies are issuing convertibles to sell volatility, essentially shorting their own stock to raise cheap cash.
That's clever. If you're a tech company with a high-flying stock, why not monetize that volatility? It's free money. Until it isn't.
Exactly. But it's a warning. If management thinks their shares are overvalued, they're effectively selling at the top.
And the crowded short vol trade in the volatility ETF, down 59% from its high, could reverse violently.
But the vol ETF can stay low for ages. Vol sellers have been making bank. It's not a timing signal.
No, but it's a regime signal. When companies are this clever about monetizing hype, it's a top-of-cycle indicator.
All right, I'll give you the big picture. But the NASDAQ 100 ETF is up 20.8% year-to-date, 1% below its high. The momentum is tough to fight.
And that's exactly the danger. Plus, the AI power sticker shock, Pinnacle West proposing a 45% rate increase for data centers.
Wait, 45%? That's huge. Data center operators like Digital Realty are going to get crushed.
Digital Realty at 65.9 times forward earnings, ignoring this risk. Pinnacle West, the utility, benefits. Trades near its high with an 18 times PE.
Love that asymmetry. Buy the utility, short the data center. It's a clean expression of AI's hidden costs.
Okay, so we've got small cap froth, convertible gimmicks, redemption caps. Our view is bearish tilt, but the bulls have a case.
Right. Earnings growth is real. The Fed is on hold. Buybacks are relentless. Small cap strength could be a healthy rotation, not a top. Convertibles are rational finance.
And the vol ETF can stay low for months. But I keep coming back to the cracks. The dollar crisis is missing from the coverage. EM currencies haven't routed despite geopolitics. That's odd.
And treasury yields are absent from today's scan. A spike in the long end would be the real wrecking ball. Watch the long-term treasury ETF.
So the cleanest trade, a dispersion trade, short the froth via the small cap ETF, long dull but essential utilities like Pinnacle West or NextEra, or raise cash, add tail hedges with that cheap vol ETF.
Exactly. Because when everyone's cheering small caps and convertible gimmicks, it's the sell signal nobody wants.
And as always, none of this is investment advice, just our take.
We're back tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. London time for the weekend edition. If you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.
See you then.